It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It is your old buddy, Luke Clayton. Thank you very much for joining me for our weekly 15-minute get-together where we have the opportunity to talk about the outdoors. The first portion of our show is underwritten by New Canoe and Mariner Sales in Dallas. That's mariner-sales.com and Clean Shot Archery. That's clean-shot.com. You know, folks, what's going on right now at Lake Tawakoni and most lakes with a healthy blue cat fish population is the spawn. A lot of people don't realize it, but blue cats are the first to spawn, and they start spawning when the water temperature is somewhere between 70 and 75. Well, if you read the Greenville Herald Banner this week, actually tomorrow on Thursday, you'll read an article that I wrote about fishing down there with a friend of mine, guide Larry Thomas, that guides for catfish at Tawakoni. And guess what? Old Larry's going to be with us today. I'm going to pick his brain, and I bet we'll all learn something about catfish. Larry, thanks for being with us, man.
Not a problem.
Well, I tell you what, I thoroughly enjoyed fishing with you. I would say working with you. I guess if you're an outdoor rider and a fishing guide, in a way it's work, but it sure didn't seem like work when we were out there hauling in those catfish, Larry.
Well, there you go. It never seems like work.
It's fun. But, you know, as I mentioned, a lot of people do not realize that the blue cat move in shallow to spawn before the channels. A lot of people think it's May before they can catch, spawning catfish. But right now, I mean, we loaded the boat. I've got a bunch of good fillets, several bags of fillets in the freezer to prove it, too. This is something that goes on every year, but it does seem like everything is just happening a little bit quicker, I guess, because of the warmer than normal winter that we've had, Larry.
Right. Well, the fish don't know what month it is. All they know is what the weather's doing and what the water temperature's doing, and that's what they go by. So whatever the weather's doing, and this year it just warmed up quicker this year, so they're spawning earlier.
It did. Well, I want to, during our conversation, try to give some tips from you, Larry, that will help people put catfish in the boat. You were using a rig that I was very impressed with. Now, the Santee Cooper rig is one I fished with for years. And, folks, that's basically a Carolina rig with a small floater pegged about 6 inches above the hook. And you use a bell sinker where the line slides through and a big heavy-duty swivel below it. But Larry's rig is a lot more... I like it a whole lot better, Larry. Kind of describe from the pyramid, the 3-ounce pyramid sinker, all the way up the way you've got it rigged.
Okay, basically, I've got the rig itself is a pyramid weight on the bottom. I've tried different types of weights on the bottom, but the pyramid seemed to hold the best. The 3-ounce, I like a lot of weight because, of course, I'm fishing pretty much every day. I want something heavy that's going to hold in the wind. About a foot, anywhere from 6 inches up to about a foot and a half. It depends. I make different types. I got the hook. And it's hanging off a little, a loop swivel. And it's about 6 inches off the main line. And then about anywhere from 6 inches to a foot off of that, I've got my bobber.
Larry, the drop that the hook is attached to, now, do you use a three-way swivel? There's different ways I know you could tie that, but I guess that would be the easiest way, right?
Well, a three-way swivel actually is the harder way.
Uh-huh.
It works a little bit better that way. Your hook doesn't get all knotted up whenever you're reeling in the line's the main problem. Now, I can use another knot that's a dropper's loop, I think it's called, that's a lot easier to tie, and I can make the rigs a lot faster. But a three-way swivel works just as good, and actually it works a little better. It's just what I mainly do is when I'm off during the evenings, I sit at home making these rigs, and that way I got them all in Ziploc bags. If something happens to one or if I break off a line, I got them in a little Ziploc bag, and I can throw another one on, and I'm good to go.
You had them ready for us. Well, by easier, I might say, for unless people know how to tie that loop knot, you know, it's most anyone could that knows how to tie a double clinch knot or you know, they could tie that. They could use the three-way, couldn't they? Most anyone could tie that knot, you know.
Oh, yeah. Three-way, you could either do the trilene knot or a polymer knot, either one, and they both work. Those are my two favorite knots.
You bet. Okay, so we've got the rig now. Tell us the reason for the cork, the floater on there.
Basically, the cork keeps the bait up off of the ground. Blue cats seem to have a bigger overbite. They don't want anything old, and the old stuff is laying on the bottom of the lake. Now, if it's suspended about a foot off the bottom, 6 inches off the bottom, they seem to think it's fresher, smells fresher, and they seem to bite it better. Well, and it also helps keep it out of the mud, the silt, the rocks, whatever. It keeps the hook easy access for those fish to just swim by and have lunch.
You bet. Well, it most definitely worked here about 3 days ago, and I know you use that rig day in and day out, Larry. So we might think just a little bit about depths. Now, we started fishing in about 7 or 8 feet of water off of a point, and we caught a bunch. But that kind of slowed, or it didn't at all stop, but it slowed from the pace that it was when we first got there. And then you decided to use your side imaging sonar. You don't have to have, most everyone, very few people will have that kind of equipment, but what you basically did is get back up in the cove in water 3 to 4 foot deep, and probably without the sonar, we could have done a little test fishing and found them again, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. The side imaging sonar, all that does is help speed up the process.
Right.
You can just go trial and error, sit in a spot, find a spot you think's good, give it 15 to 30 minutes. But if you don't got a fish or 2 to 3 fish in 15 to 30 minutes, it's time to move.
I know that. That's true. So what people at Tewakini or Cedar Creek or wherever there's blue catfish right now, kind of describe a general area. Every lake has points and every lake has coves that are shallow. Where would you start off a morning's fishing trip if you say you didn't know anything about the lake?
I would just, if you didn't know anything, a good map, any kind of map would be helpful.
Yes.
Find a shallow point. Look at the weather. If you know you're going to go fishing, look at the weather a couple of days in advance and find out what direction the wind's going to come out of, and fish the opposite side. Fish the side that's going to get the wind blown into it. And just try any point along there. Try different depths if you want to. This time of year, of course, shallower is better. And especially as the day heats up.
Mm-hmm.
The warmer the weather gets this time of year, until it gets real hot anyway. But in this just warm weather, the shallower the better, especially as the day heats up. It'll warm up that water, and then fish will move in there.
Well, they definitely did. And what impressed me too, Larry, is when that deeper bite by 7 or 8 feet slowed, that water at Tewakini had just recently, from the rains, had been flooded. I'm quite sure a week or so back, some of that was high and dry, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, that's going to really turn on the spawn this year. They're going to have a lot of flooded weeds and all that good stuff where that was dry before and weeds are growing up in. Now it's flooded.
Mm-hmm.
So these catfish and any kind of fish that's going to spawn, it's going to have a lot of structure and a lot of stuff to lay their eggs up in and really do some good.
You bet. It's going to be an awesome spawn. Well, we've talked about primarily blue catfish because their spawn does occur before the channel cat, as a rule. But the channel cat, I've been down at Tewakini and many years fishing during the spawn of the channel cat. And you're right. This should be perfect. The flooded weeds and all kind of perfect spawning habitat for channel cat. And you want to, when that starts, and it may kick off sooner than normal, do you think?
I really think so. I've been catching some channels along with the blues already up in the real shallow water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for sure, but I'm really thinking in the next 2 weeks, I bet you the channel cat's going to start spawning.
And then it's time to change tactics. And Larry, I'm going to get you back, and I want to devote a show strictly to you talking about channel cat fishing. That's something that, as an amateur fisherman and an old outdoor writer, I've done a lot of. I love to catch catfish. Thus, the name of Catfish Radio, the hour-long show that we do. But, it's different tactics when it comes to catching the channel cat. And basically, you're going to switch rigs, aren't you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Channel cat, basically, I'm going to switch to a little treble hook.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on where they're doing, it's either going to be on a bobber up in shallow water or maybe a baited hole out in deep water.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them work, and there's, of course, a lot of different tactics you can use, but I have my favorite.
Well, that shallow tactic up around when willows are green and flooded, I've caught a lot of catfish there at Tawakoni fishing the willows, you know. And like you'd said, Larry, the windy side, it's always important. I know that. But get up in, I use a little boat called a new canoe a lot. Actually, there's a brand new one that I've got that's a takeoff from the new canoe, but you can get it up in water 1 foot deep, really, really shallow stuff. Get up in the cover, though, and fish, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, right along those flooded weed lines is perfect spot. And the quieter, the better. I mean, those mm-hmm. and that little bitty boat like the new canoe, that's perfect for the spawn because you're going to be in a bank or a little cove somewhere where it's going to be out of the wind, and it's just going to, just a little boat can be perfect for that type of fishing.
Oh, I've had so much fun, fishing. They make a new one. It's called a Frontier 12. I haven't even actually had it out fishing yet, but, those type crafts, if a person can't, maybe you just like to have the exercise of paddling or whatever. A lot of fun, and like you say, they're very productive. But that the shallow water bite on the blues, that's going to go on for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, I suspect anywhere. It's been on for about a week and a half here. They usually last around a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ought to be at least a couple of more weeks.
Right.
And, of course, then when that quits, you got your channel cat spawn, and that's just as much, if not more, fun.
Well, oh, man, we're in for some very good fishing. Larry, all the information that we can give helps people that are coming out to fish a great deal. With a little bit of knowledge, even a novice fisherman can go out. They may not sack them up like, you and I did because of your knowledge, but they can most definitely, anyone can catch catfish right now. The bait that you prefer, you and I and everybody else for blue catfish, is fresh shad. You can't beat it, can you?
You can't do it a bit. I mean, you can't beat fresh shad.
Right. Now, when we start fishing treble hooks and punch bait, we call it, you make a bait, catfish candy. I know it's kind of a limited basis, but a good smelly cheese bait is tough to beat, isn't it?
It sure is. You can use a cheese bait. I mean, most all stink baits are based with cheese. There's a few different ones, but a garlic, a blood, a shad, it just kind of depends. I make my own, and it seems to work just as good, if not better, than the others. But just kind of try your luck. You might buy a jar of several different types, see what works for you, see what works for your kind of fishing, and take it from there.
You bet. Folks, we're visiting with Lake Tawakoni catfish guide Larry Thomas. Larry, we're almost out of time. I want to make sure that we hook all of our folks up with you so you can supply them with some information. The marina that you fish from, it's awesome little marina tucked out, my kind of a marina. It's made for fishing and camping. Give the name of it, if you would, so people can know a good spot.
It's Cedar Cove Landing. It's on the east side of Lake Tawakoni.
And it is in some prime catfish waters, too, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Whenever the catfish start spawning, I usually don't even leave Cedar Cove. And Cedar Cove Landing's just at the tip of it.
You bet. It's an awesome place. And then people that want to contact you, Larry, give your website and a phone number, please, sir.
All right. It's TawakoniGuide.com. And the phone number is 940-229-0288.
Well, Larry, thanks very much. I will remind you and our listeners, the Greenville Herald Banner is one of the 34 newspapers that runs my column each week. And, folks, I've got some good pictures of the catfish we caught and some tips very similar to what Larry's told you, but that will be in the column this week there at the Greenville Herald Banner. And do remember, you can go to catfishradio.com. And you can go there right now and read this article. There's a spot at the top where it says read the newspaper article. You can catch it right there. Larry, let's get you back again real soon, buddy. What do you say?
Well, that'll work. You have a good one, Luke.
Thank you. And until this time next week, be safe in the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.